There shall be signs in the sun, and in the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear, and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. One man, one microphone, one mission, one message. True News, the only newscast reporting the countdown to the second coming of Jesus Christ. And now for the most powerful hour on radio, here is End Time Newsman, Rick Wiles.
This is True News, 1 hour of uncensored news, views, and commentary. Welcome to the program. I'm Rick Wiles. Today's Monday, April 13, 2015. I'm in Las Vegas, Nevada, attending the National Association of Broadcasters Convention and the New Media Expo, which is running concurrent with the NAB. The NAB convention is the largest convention in the world devoted to radio and television broadcasting, and of course, in today's world, with internet streaming. Annual attendance is approximately 100,000 people, and one-fourth of those people who attend are international visitors. Several members of the True News management team are here with me, and I've assigned each of us to attend specific educational seminars to learn how the media world is changing so that we may stay ahead of the curve. Now, True News is the media ministry of Flowing Streams Church, and we are a church that has a media mission to spread the gospel of the kingdom through radio, television, and the internet. And I'll tell you one thing. When I attend media conferences, I'm always amazed that we're the only church or Christian ministry in attendance. Of course, that's not the case with the NAB because many Christian radio and television stations and large ministries are here shopping for equipment and technology. I'm referring to conferences that are focused on the profound, rapid changes in media technology. Now, if you want to see the schedule of educational sessions that we're attending this week, it's available online at nabshow.com. And I am convinced of one thing. If the apostles were alive on earth today, they would be here attending this conference. Media is the way to reach entire cities and nations with the gospel of the kingdom. Satan has ushered in an ominous cloud of spiritual darkness upon much of the world. And it's time we push back against the darkness. It's time we resist the darkness. Every candle we light pierces the darkness. And that's why I'm here. I'm learning how we can light more candles in the darkness. A reminder to True News listeners in Las Vegas and throughout Nevada that I will meet with you tomorrow night, April 14, at 7 p.m. at the Westgate Hotel next to the Convention Center. The Westgate is the former Las Vegas Hilton. The information is on our website, truenews.com. The event is free and open to all. Bring a friend. My guests today are three men who have appeared on True News individually at various times. The Holy Spirit interrupted and redirected their lives through prophetic dreams and prophetic messages to them about the last days. This is the first time I have brought them together on the same program. Now, two of them have been together on the program, but not all three. Dr. Daniel Daves was a minister of the gospel and a businessman in Dallas-Fort Worth before the Lord rattled him with several dreams. He moved his family to Central America in response to those dreams, and his website is drdanieldaves.com. He's on the phone right now from Central America. Dr. Daves, welcome back.
It's sure good to be with you, Rick. Thank you for having me.
Yes, sir. Also, my longtime friend, Stephen, who now lives in Panama. He produces a radio program that we broadcast on our international shortwave frequencies. It is Strength for the Journey. Stephen, glad to have you back.
Thank you, Rick. Thanks so much for having me, too.
Yes, sir. And Jim Bailey. Jim Bailey is a businessman whose world was also jolted by God through prophetic dreams about events that are coming to America and the world. He started the website Z3News.com. Jim, welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Yes, I'm looking forward to this conversation. You three men are very sensitive to the voice of the Holy Spirit. God has spoken to each of you individually through prophetic dreams and prophetic messages about preparing for the end times. And You know, I've had you here on the program individually, but this is the first time I'm bringing all three of you together, and I believe the Holy Spirit is going to speak to our audience at large through what they hear today. Daniel, I'm going to start with you because you've been on the program a number of times. You've shared with our audience how God gave you a dream years ago that was based in Dallas, Fort Worth, in which you heard three messages. America has ended, the dollar is dead, and all property lines have been abolished. And that was enough for you. In time, you made the decision to relocate. You were convinced that that was from the Lord. And you took your family and you relocated to Central America. I understand you feel released to share today some more things that the Lord has given you. Is that correct?
Yes, that's true. I had two dreams in 2008, which dramatically changed my life. Being in ministry for decades, I've learned with that gift of the dream, whether it was whether it came through myself or through others, I've learned to respond to that and to measure it against the Word of God and to rely heavily on that gift. So the second dream I've really never said anything about because the first one was radical enough. When I began telling people about it, it was so far out of their minds that they couldn't see it happening. Now, dream number one has almost completed, and people are realizing, wow, indeed, America as we've known it has ceased to exist. All property lines are being dissolved. Every property line, holy or natural, constitutional, is being dissolved right before our eyes. And indeed, the U.S. dollar is worthless, and people are waking up to that. We will all be awake to that in a short amount of time. So as that dream is coming to a close and is finalizing, this other dream that I had, which was very earth-shaking, I've not said much about it because we've been basically telling people about the first one. But this second dream, I think, is coming to light right now because of world events that are happening between the United States of America and Israel.
Daniel, before we get into this, what you just said was very important for people to understand because when a lot of people hear a prophetic dream, they misinterpret the dream and they mistakenly look for specific individual events to confirm the dream. In your case, the dream was America has ended, the dollar is dead, all property lines have been dissolved. And so a lot of people who heard you throughout the years talk about the dream, you know, they were like, well, I'm going to wait. You know, I'm going to see. You know, is the government going to announce America is finished, it's over, it doesn't exist anymore, the dollar is dead, and there's been a communistic takeover, and all property rights are dissolved? But that isn't the way these dreams are fulfilled. The Lord gives us simplistic visuals in a dream to help us see and comprehend profound things that are going to take place. And what you... the way you just interpreted that dream, see, is really, I believe, is the correct way. America, as we have known it, is over. It's done. Does not exist anymore. The old republic is over. We know the dollar is dead. I mean, the world is rushing into a new world order that is not going to have the dollar at the top of the of this new system. And what you said about property lines being dissolved. That's the first time I've thought about it the way you said it, Daniel, that everything we've known, all the boundaries have been erased. All the boundaries in society, in marriage, in economics, in politics, all the boundaries have been erased, including the borders. The borders have been erased too. So I just see it as... Go ahead.
Absolutely true, and it's important that we begin to understand. I believe God is waking the church up at this time. To some degree, we are waking up and realizing that we have fallen way behind in some of the giftings that are available to us. without going into detail, I'm just going to boldly declare this, that I think that the church in North America said about 30 or 40 years ago, we really don't need all these gifts. We've got everything under control. We've got a good dollar we can borrow. We can look like the world. We can have our kings like the world. And so we really don't need the giftings of God. I think that we have missed out on Ephesians 4:11 and those fivefold apostolic gifts that God offers. Some of those giftings are prophetic, which includes what I call HSI, Holy Spirit information, where he will give you instructions and information, what's going on behind the veil, what's going on in your enemy's camp. He wants to tell us these things, and because we don't know very much about it in this day and age, we've come up short. It would be like a nation who has no central intelligence agency. We have no covert operations. We don't know what the enemy's talking about behind our backs. And because we don't have these gifts actively functioning in the church at large, so many people have just been ripped off from the ability to hear through prophetic dreams and visions and apostolic vision 25, 30 years in the future. They don't know because they're just locked into the pastor, the pastoral teacher-based mentality, which basically is like bread and water.
That's right.
You know, slaves eat bread and drink water, and yet God has a full buffet table for us with meat and vegetables and milk products and things to make us strong and healthy to grow up and to become mature in Christ.
That's right. So, you know, for the Christians that teach that the gifts of the Spirit ended 2,000 years ago, are doing a disservice to the body of Christ right now. In the book of Acts, it says that Agabus, a prophet, came to the apostles and said the Lord showed him that a great famine was coming. And the apostles discerned it to be a true word of the Lord, and they made preparations to provide, to store and provide food for the body of Christ through that famine. If you study it historically, Daniel, the famine did not arrive for 10 years. So that tells me that the word of the Lord came to God's people a decade in advance of the event. And the church leaders had the wisdom to discern that this is a true word of the Lord to prepare for something. And they spent a decade preparing the church to go through that calamity. That's what we're missing today in today's church world, because a lot of the church leaders have cut off the gifting of the prophetic warnings.
Yes. Well, thank God for your radio program that is enlightening people around the world, because the watchmen on the wall are few, but they're loud, and God's giving them capacity to get the word out. And I am so grateful that you have stuck this thing out all of these years and have been that faithful watchman on the wall. Now, I really believe that we're coming to a day where the watchmen on the wall are going to you're going to stop hearing their voices. I pray Rick Wild's voice is always out there around the world, but there comes a point where even the watchmen realize, they look on the hill and they see the enemy coming, and they can't get the people to wake up. Now, some have awakened, and some are dressed and ready to roll. But those who keep saying, would you just shut up, I'm trying to get some more sleep, at some point that watchman sees out over the hill, he sees the dust cloud coming, and he understands about the time they get to that certain tree out there, I had better grab my family and get out the back door and head for the hill.
It's interesting, Daniel, it's interesting you said that, because last Friday I said to somebody, I said, you know, as a watchman stands on the wall and he puts his hand up to his forehead, and he's shielding the light. He's looking out into the far distance. He's looking at the horizon. He's looking for any movement, any signs of the enemy moving towards the city. And he sounds the alarm. And I said, so that's where I've been spiritually for years. But right now, I'm not looking out at the horizon. I'm looking down vertically at the base of the wall. And I'm saying, Lord, they're down there right now. How long do you want me on this wall? I mean, they're starting to put ladders up to the wall. And that's the sense of of alarm and an urgency that's in my spirit as a watchman. After 17 years, I'm now saying the barbarians are at the base of the wall. They're not out at the horizon. They're at the base of the wall now. And a lot of the church is still sleeping. So,
yes, as history repeats itself over and over, we are going to be, we who've been asleep and we who have not responded or heard, we don't know anything about these giftings or these warnings. And God knows, He's been giving the people in the United States decades of warning. He's
That's
been
right.
giving us this warning. We are without excuse. And so, we're going to experience a correction. There's going to be a massive correction to the church, and the church is going to wake up. Whatever is left, whatever remnant remains at the end of this mess, that remnant is going to fully believe in Ephesians 4:11. We'll fully believe in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. That remnant will be begging for those gifts and honestly looking for your word, Lord, to be a lamp to my feet and a light to my path every day, so that every step I take, I'm stepping and walking with you. Not asking you to bless the work of my hands, but I want to be your hands.
I want
you to bless the work of your hands.
Yes, I call that correction the great attitude adjustment. That's what's coming, the great attitude adjustment. A lot of people are going to get their attitudes adjusted, including a lot of people sitting in churches, and a lot of pastors and ministry leaders. It's going to be a horrific jolt into reality. Okay, let's get back. What is the revelation the Lord gave you regarding Israel?
Well, I've been watching dream number two, where I was deep underwater diving, and I was right beside Team Obama. Whenever a president is a dream, I've been told and trained that you always want to take particular note of that dream when a president is in it, because God is putting an exclamation point on that dream. Well, Team Obama, we're all diving. We were down very, very deep. I would imagine we were as deep as you could possibly go. And Team Obama was going into a deep water cave. And the people around him were riding on boards. And they were talking. Our face masks were so that we could talk and communicate to one another. Once they got inside of this cave, and I was with them, and I was very, very concerned. As an open water diver, I don't ever want anything over my head so I could get up in case of an emergency. But instead of us going up, which I really felt like we needed to be doing, they went into the cave, into heightened danger. Obama was looking at multiple inlets that were small tunnels going into the cave, and they were all dark and had various levels of sediment in them, and he was trying to decide which one of these tunnels to go into. And all the alarms were going off inside of me, like, we need to get out of here, not go in deeper into some dark cave. Well, he finally made a decision to go in, and he pointed, we're going into this one, and everyone began to swim that way. When he pointed and said, we're going into this dark, clear tunnel, I knew, something in me knew, that no president had ever made this type of decision before, that the United States of America was about to enter into something that they had never gone into before by direction of this president. And when he pointed and began swimming that way, I heard the voice of the Lord audibly, who shouted with great alarm at me, and he said, get away from him now. And I just hung there in the water, just perplexed, for 10, maybe 15 seconds as they continued to swim towards this hole. And suddenly, there was a massive earthquake that hit, and big boulders began to come down and seal off the mouth of the cave that we had entered into. By the time the earthquake was over, the mouth of the cave was sealed fully by multiple thousand-pound rocks. Everyone turned, shined their flashlights, and we all knew we were going to die in that cave. And then at that time, I woke up gasping for air in my bed. And I had been there. I was there. And it was the most dramatic event of my life, of being so near death in this dream. So I've not said much about this, but I've always wondered, Lord, which of the decisions is the presidency, not necessarily the man, but the presidency, which one of these decisions is he going to make that's going to point us and move us into a dark, dark tunnel which one of these is going to invoke your hand and cause an earthquake to come and seal off Team Obama or seal off the United States of America. I'm not sure who's going to get sealed off, but I know that I didn't make the move. When I heard that voice come in the dream, I probably had enough time to swim with all my might to get out of there, but I didn't. In the dream, I just hung there and watched in fright and amazement, and then the earthquake came and sealed me off as well. So I've been watching which decision, because there have been so many decisions made that seem to have been against, you know, America, the Constitution, the Word of God. And then when the controversy began developing between President Obama and Netanyahu and Israel, I began to see if we make a decision against Israel, if we curse Israel, this could be, I'm not saying that it is, but it could be the act that brings the house down.
Well, certainly, Daniel, no president has gone down this path. I've been stunned and alarmed at the depthness, the level of hostility Barack Obama has displayed towards Benjamin Netanyahu in Israel, while at the same time cozying up and becoming friends of Iran. You know, it was released several weeks ago, just prior to when they sealed the deal with Iran. There was an Iranian journalist who defected, and he said the United States was not negotiating for the West. The United States negotiating team led by John Kerry was negotiating on behalf of Iran and using its position to beat down the other nations, such as France and Germany, that were demanding a stronger agreement. The U.S. was actually on the side of Iran in those negotiations. I mean, this is very bizarre behavior coming out of the White House and the State Department. What do you we may have lost a guest or two there. Whenever we hear beeping, we know somebody. Okay, everybody, we'll find out if everybody's here. Daniel, you know, this deal is done with Iran. It's an unconstitutional treaty. Obama has no plans to submit it to the U.S. Senate. I predicted this last November. I said Obama will rule as a dictator. He will make the Congress totally irrelevant. He'll do whatever he wants to do. He'll rule by executive decree. And that appears to be what he's going to do. He's not going to submit this to the Congress. In fact, he may submit it to the United Nations and just act like the U.S. Congress doesn't exist. What do you think is going to be the consequences if he goes through with this deal? Because Netanyahu has clearly said they're not going to let it. They're not going to stand by and let this happen.
Right, right. Well, I believe that, first of all, if we look back at dream number one, we see more boundary lines being dissolved. When does a president invoke a treaty without Congress or the Senate ratifying it? It doesn't happen, but it's happening now. As a matter of fact, after we the people invoked an entire Republican revolution at the last election, we now have a president that's more powerful without the Democrats in charge than he was back when he had his party with him. This is, in my opinion, nothing less than an absolute dark, satanic force that is taking over in the world right now.
That's right. And the Republicans acted like they lost the election.
They sure did, didn't they? Well, if we go to the scriptures, we know that God has said repeatedly, pray for the peace of Israel so that it may go well with you. God says to Abram, he says, whoever blesses you, I'm going to bless. Whoever curses you will be cursed. Isaac said to Jacob, who later, whose name was turned to Israel, he said, may the nations bless you, and whoever curses you will be cursed. Whoever blesses you will be blessed. So the scriptures are clear that when you're dealing with the nation of Israel, hands off. Not only do you not curse them, but we are committed and commanded to protect and to bless the nation of Israel.
Daniel, this goes beyond just Israel, because the Obama foreign policy is to arm, equip, and help ISIS and Al-Qaeda. I don't care if anybody finds that shot. You know, that's the truth. That is American foreign policy right now. Barack Obama is arming and aiding Al-Qaeda and ISIS, and they are murdering, decapitating, crucifying our Christian brethren. So it goes beyond betraying the Jewish people. He is implementing and carrying out a policy that is slaughtering Christians.
Yes, and it's my opinion that he is the world's greatest evangelist in the history of the world for the Muslim belief. Not just the Muslim belief, but the radicalized Muslim belief. He is using that position, and when I say he, I'm talking about thousands of handlers who are behind him. This is not a one-man show.
All right. I want to bring Jim Bailey in from Z3News.com. Jim, the Lord has talked to you mostly through dreams about finances, about the economy. As you're listening to Daniel talk about this dream of Obama leading his team into a dark tunnel underwater and it being sealed with no exit, what is going through your mind in relation to the prophetic dreams you've been given and others regarding the economy?
Well, the Lord has given me a series of dreams that I was able to, over time, start putting it together into, sequential order. So I could, it wasn't clear at first, but as I got more pieces of the puzzle, I was able to see the sequence of events. And we're definitely, Obama, I believe the Lord showed me over a year ago, I started seeing video testimonies of people on YouTube and different things where they're saying the Lord showed them Obama was the Antichrist. And I laughed out loud when I first heard that, because I thought it was just, they're always saying somebody's the Antichrist. But I kept hearing it, and so eventually I took that to the Lord, and I said, Lord, what is up with that? I don't claim to know. There's so many different ideas about it. But I was surprised. The Lord showed me in a vision. I saw Obama riding on a white horse, and he was flanked on both sides by a long line of riders on horses. So they formed this very long single line, and they're riding full speed across the western region of the United States, and behind them just leaving a trail of dust as they just devour the land. And as they swept through one region, they turned and started racing toward another region. And I saw that, and then the Lord asked me a question. He said, was it not written about this one that he would do these things? And my reaction, I was like, I have no idea what you're talking about. And a couple of days later, I found it in Daniel 11:39. It says he will take action against the strongest of fortresses with the help of a foreign god. And the United States of America is the strongest fortress. We're hanging in there, not much longer, but we have been the strongest fortress on earth. And so the Lord was showing me.
If he's the Antichrist, I'm in a lot of trouble.
Why is that?
Well, I've been going after him pretty hard for 6-7 years here. All right. If he's the Antichrist, I got serious problems. But I'll tell you, Jim, on the night before the election in November 2008, when it was John McCain and Obama, when I went to bed that night, I said, Lord, I said, I'm going to ask who is going to win this election. And three times, all right, somebody's having a thunderstorm. I don't know which country that's coming from. What is that? Okay, this is very bizarre. Any of you guys having a major thunderstorm?
No, we're sure not here.
Jim, are you having a thunderstorm?
No, not at all. It sounds like a train just went by.
Okay. Okay, that was bizarre. That's okay. We're going into woo-woo land now. Okay, that was weird. Here comes back.
I hear it again. Maybe it's that. Maybe it's the rider on that horse going by with the dust falling.
Hey, this is really strange. I mean, this is a very bizarre sound. It sounds like rolling thunder, doesn't it? Folks, we're not doing this.
I don't know.
Yeah, like a train or, okay. So I'm talking about, election eve 2008, and I asked the Lord, I said, who's going to win this election, John McCain or Barack Obama? I opened my Bible, and I looked down, and it was a scripture about the Antichrist. I closed it. I mean, yikes. So I opened it up again, and there's another scripture about Antichrist. Double yikes. So I was like, one more time, I opened my Bible, and it's another scripture about Antichrist. And I remember I said, Lord, I don't like the way this conversation's going. I'm just going to go to sleep. I turned out the light, went to bed, woke up on election morning, and I said, I'm still in bed. I reached over, got my Bible off my nightstand. I said, Father, I'm going to ask this question again. Once again, open up the Word of God. I'm looking at a scripture about the Antichrist. And I just had this sinking feeling, like whatever's about to happen, this isn't good. We're going into something very, very dark and ominous. And I don't know yet if Barack Obama is the Antichrist, but he is certainly an Antichrist. There is no doubt about it. He is an Antichrist person. He's got the spirit of the devil in him, and he's doing wicked things, not only in this country, but around the world. So Jim, before we had the train come through, how does Daniel Dave's dreams dovetail with the dreams you've been given about a financial disaster?
Well, it fits perfectly. I mean, what I've seen is that there's a sudden crash coming, both the stock market and the U.S. dollar. But what I've seen is it's not going to be. I'm not referring to the death of the dollar, although that's coming, and I think that's what Daniel was referring to. The coming death of the dollar is going to be replaced, and I believe all that's coming. But before that happens, I've seen the dollar is going to take a sudden, dramatic drop in value. And along with that, the stock market at the same time. And I shared that when I was talking with you back in February. And right after that, the Lord gave me a second dream showing me the sign of the times. He had told me before in the first dream, he told me that it would come at a time when there's increased tensions both in the world and between Americans. That was part of the dream and what he showed me afterwards. But then on March the 1st, he gave me a second dream where I saw the actual event. I posted an article on my blog called The Event Before the Event, because he showed me the sign to look for. Obama is going to authorize $1.2 billion in military aid. He didn't show me where it was going. But just a few days after my dream, there was all sorts of news coming out. Several generals, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Martin Dempsey, and others came out and made comments saying they support sending lethal military aid to Ukraine. And right after that, congressional leaders, John Boehner, and Democrats and Republicans sent a letter to Obama saying they support that action as well. And then the House of Representatives after that passed a resolution urging Obama to send lethal aid to Ukraine. So I don't know that it's going to be Ukraine, but what I saw was a proposal went to him for $200 million, and he increased it sixfold to $1.2 billion. And
you had this dream last month, March 1st, 2015?
Yes.
And this is just prior to the... You had this dream just prior to the U.S. Congress passing a resolution urging Mr. Obama to provide military aid to Ukraine.
Yeah, I had the dream on March the 1st and posted it on my website that day. And on March the 3rd and 4th, I start seeing all these news stories breaking about the generals urging Obama, and then the congressional leaders, and then later the House representatives voted overwhelmingly, 348 to 48, to send lethal military aid to Ukraine. It hasn't happened yet. He hasn't authorized anything, but I was shown that that would be the event that would start, would trigger the increased tensions throughout the world.
Was there anything in the dream about the signing event that was different or unusual?
The what event?
The signing event, the authorization, where he was signing the authorization. Was there anything that stood out in the dream?
Well, what stood out was that he increased, the proposal went to him for $200 million. He increased it sixfold as if he's trying to make a big statement to somebody, send a message. And then also the fact that he just authorized it himself. I mean, this was before I knew that all of Congress was going to come out ahead of time and kind of pave the way for him. So it makes sense now that if he would do that, he would have all the support behind him.
So as a dictator, he just said, okay, the Congress is giving me authorization for $200 million. That's not enough. I'm taking it up to $1.2 billion. I'm going to do it myself. And that's what you saw in the dream.
Yeah, what I saw actually in the dream, I was a staffer working for the Obama administration, and I was part of the team that, had sent the proposal on to him, and then we got the news back that he had approved it, but he had multiplied it six times. So that's the event that I'm looking for to see, that once that happens, we are very, very close to these other things happening, and just judging by all the events that have already happened, it's like they've paved the way. It almost makes me think that the whole thing is planned. Like they say, okay, you generals go public and make this statement, and then you guys vote on it. And by the time he comes out, he can do whatever he wants because everybody's already lined up ahead of time. And
is it possible? Is it possible, Jim, that looking at Daniel's dream about? Okay, this is very bizarre. I've had noises on programs before. This is bizarre today. We've had voices speaking in unknown languages in this program, but I've never had rumblings like this that is coming through, and it's staying. It's remaining there in the background, a very low level rumble, and every once in a while it accelerates. Jim, is it possible that Daniel's dream about going into a dark, deep tunnel and it's sealed? That decision may be to provoke Russia, not so much the attack on Israel, or it's possible that the decision is to betray Israel and the earthquake that comes is Russia. What do you think?
Absolutely. It's wherever it is he's leading us, it's a terrible place that we don't want to go. And so the description from Daniel's dream sounds very appropriate.
Okay. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm just saying that event is the sign to look for, and of course it's going to be hard to miss because that's a big event. But when we see that, we're going to then be in that season of increased tensions, and that kind of lines up with his dream. It's like the tensions would increase when you start swimming into a cave. It made him very uncomfortable. So the tensions increase, and then boom, then comes the disaster. It's like the door is slammed.
All right. I'm going to bring Stephen on to the program. He's standing by there in Panama. Stephen, what are you hearing in your spirit as you listen to Jim Bailey and Daniel Daves?
Well, what's coming back to my mind was a dream, a prophetic dream I had the morning of the last midterm election, I believe on November 4th. I had a dream that I was up in an upper level of a schoolhouse building, and in this building, I'm warning people. I don't remember seeing people, but I felt in my spirit I need to leave the building. It's time to go. And so as I'm walking by a school door that had kind of those vertical windows on it, there was a man standing under the side of the glass with a little hammer in his hand. And he looked straight ahead as I walked by, did not even acknowledge me walking by, but he just... The intensity in his eyes just caught me and gripped me. But I just kept walking, and all of a sudden inside I said, I got to get out of this building. His alarm's about ready to go off as soon as he hits that glass. So I started running down the stair, or toward the stairs at the end of the hallway, and there was just a wall there where the stairs used to be. And I ran a little further, and it was a dead end at the end of the hallway, and I woke up at that point in time. And what I believe the Lord was showing me was that many people are waiting for the alarm to go off to get out of the building. But when alarm goes off, the fire's already begun. And you should have left the building by the word of the Lord, not the action or the activity happening. And one of the things I'm concerned about is that a lot of people right now are watching the prophetic things happening in front of their eyes as if they're watching Fox News or some entertainment program, like, you know, oh, this is nice, we'll look at the next event. But I feel like right now is everybody needs to get their assignment from the Lord right now is, what am I supposed to do? I am seeing these things happening. But I got very clear warning for me and my family back about 3 years ago when I tried to move to a comfortable place, or a place of maybe more safe than a big city, and we moved to Northwest Montana. And one morning I woke up, and the Lord woke me up with these words, and he said, your nest is in the wrong forest. And in a moment of time, everything that I had done to try to prepare and give myself a sense of protection from what I believe for many years is going to happen, it was just stripped. All my down feathers were stripped in a moment of time, and then I didn't know really what to do other than to seek the Lord and ask him, what am I supposed to do, where am I supposed to go? And so then he began to lead us in a different direction. But that was just a wake-up call to say the only safe place that any of us have right now is under the shadow of the Almighty, that we have to come to him with a repentant heart and ask the Lord, what are we supposed to do with this information that we're getting right now? A lot of people are listening right now, trying to put the pieces together of what's going on, but it's obvious, very obvious, that some things are getting ready to happen that are beyond any of our control. And the only thing that we have control over is what we do in response to what the Lord's trying to show us about our own lives. Where are we supposed to go? What are we supposed to do? And I'm afraid many people, many years ago, Rick, when we kind of rolled out of bed in 1999 thinking maybe an event was going to happen back then, that was just a wake-up call to get out of bed and begin to become aware of what's happening around us. And I'm afraid many people, they thought, well, that didn't happen, Y2K didn't happen, that means we can get back in bed and go to sleep, and they're playing the part of Rip Van Winkle right now, and they're still laying in bed, and they don't have a clue what's getting ready to happen because they just hit the snooze button. And like what Daniel was saying a moment ago about his dream, you know, the problem is when something happens that's beyond your ability to comprehend, you become like a deer in a headlight. And it's like he was just being suspended in air, trying to figure out what are these words, get away from him now. And he, instead of swimming at that moment of time, he was just trying to absorb, what is the word, what does this mean, what, instead of just obeying. And I believe right now that people need to just hear, well, God, what am I supposed to do in response to what I'm hearing happening around me, what I'm beginning to see. I'm trying to wake up out of my slumber. Give me my assignment. Where am I supposed to be? And a lot of times what I found, even with my own life, you may be leaving. You may be fleeing one place, but God's directing to another because there's a purpose and a plan behind his direction. And I had no clue of what God's plan or a purpose was of me leaving until I got where I was supposed to go. And I see it like, you know, it's like the children of Israel, you know, they had to go through a wall of water, and then once they got to the other side, they became totally dependent upon the Lord. And that's when manna rained from heaven. It didn't rain from heaven when they're on the other side of the Red Sea. It's our obedience of going where we're supposed to go and doing what we're supposed to do. And that was another word the Lord actually gave me in a church service just before we actually came down here for our exploratory little mission, just to check out Panama. The word was, I have to be where God tells me to be, and I have to be there when he tells me to be there. And literally I saw like two lines intersecting, like two fingers crossing, and it formed an X. And the Lord said, your obedience is where your treasure is. And that's what I believe right now is the word right now for people right now is, your obedience is where your treasure is, where your provision is. It's where your destiny is.
Stephen,
we have to get before the Lord right now.
Stephen, this low-level rumble is continuing throughout this entire program. To me, it sounds like there is a ongoing thunderstorm, and an approaching storm. I'm starting to think this is not satanic interference. I'm starting to think this is a prophetic warning from God. Folks, those of you listening, I give you my word, we are not putting sound effects in this program. I've never, in 16 years of broadcasting, I've never had anything like this happen, where a continuous rumble like thunder, like an approaching storm, is heard. We're not doing this. I know many of you can hear it. I'm starting to think this is a prophetic intervention by God himself into this program to say there is a massive storm approaching. Take cover. Be aware. Be on guard. There is a storm coming. Stephen, as you were talking about the fire alarm dream, that, you know, when the alarm goes off, the fire's already started. Okay, what came to my mind was Chris Steinle's dream. Chris was here on our staff. He left last year, but last April, he had a dream in which he was fasting that week. He had a dream in which, and I'm going to try to tell it as quickly and as the best of my ability, he was standing on the back porch of his childhood home. So it was a familiar, you know, environment. And he's looking in the backyard, and there are all these wild animals coming into his backyard. Now, they were not ferocious, harmful animals, but they were not domesticated animals either. And he was standing there just gawking, amazed at all these unusual animals were coming. When I say, you know, it was unusual that these animals were in the backyard. And he was just watching it. And then he went outside, he's watching this, and he looked to the side, and there was a fence line, and there was you know, a panther or a mountain lion. There was a large cat that was prancing back and forth along the fence line, and then suddenly the large cat jumped the fence and charged towards him. In the dream, Chris just fell to his knees and covered his head. He knew he was going to be devoured because there was no time to run. And the way he interpreted the dream was that these small wild animals coming into his backyard, these are the unusual events that are taking place. And as Christians, we're watching this. We're staring at it. We're going, this is weird. This is bizarre. Look at all these weird things going on. A lot of people are wasting an enormous amount of time on the internet reading about all this bizarre stuff, and they're posting things on Facebook, and they're, you know, they're putting things on YouTube about these bizarre, weird things that are going on, but they're not understanding the warning that over to the side at the fence line, the border, there is a large cat that's getting ready to jump the fence and devour you. And once that cat comes over the fence, you're dead meat. You have no chance to run. That's what comes to my mind. The other thing is that on Friday morning, April 3rd is, I think it was Friday, April 3rd is the third was the day of the month. I don't have my calendar in front of me. I woke up at 2 o'clock in the morning, and I had one word in my mind: evacuate. I just woke up 2 o'clock in the morning, and I'm hearing this word evacuate. Evacuate's a very strong word. That's not connected to mosey down the road. Okay, you know, take your good old time and, you know, take a hike, take a walk, you know. Evacuate means flee, run.
That's right. That's the word that came to me, too, is flee. You know, I'm afraid that America has been entertained to death, that the entertainment nature of news to TV to movies, it's like they don't realize the real world. They can't separate the real world from the non-real world. And it's going to be very tragic when they have not heard, discern the Lord's voice between all the other voices. And this is now, you have to hear and obey. What is God saying to each individual person? Because, you know, what I think I realize too is that many people have great gifts and talents and abilities. And by their staying there, they're not being a blessing to the world, to other places that need their gifts and their talents and their abilities. And I didn't realize this until we actually moved away. And then it was like I was the wrong piece of a puzzle. I was a piece of a puzzle on the wrong table. And God had to take me and put me on the right table where I fit in, and the gifts and abilities that God had deposited in me are being used now. And a lot of people were wondering, well, I just feel like I'm just sitting on a shelf somewhere, not being used. And it may be because you're in the wrong place and God's trying to take you out of your comfort zone. Just like many people in Jerusalem, you know, they didn't want to leave their comfort zone until it came a time when they had to evacuate. But by then, you become a refugee. And I'm telling you, you know, if God's calling you out, you need to leave before you become a refugee, because there's all sorts of signs that it's going to be very difficult to reestablish yourself in the future if people wait too long.
Brothers, we have about less than 5 minutes remaining to the closing music starts. Dr. Daves, if this was the last time you had an opportunity to speak to a large number of people, what would you say?
I would say, number one, look in history and understand that that every time the United States of America in Washington, D.C. ever touched Israel, something dramatic and horrible happened in the United States. I believe it's been 11 or 12 times that has happened in the last 25 years. This last one, when we unveiled Israel's nuclear secrets to the enemy, we committed an act of war against Israel, and what really terrifies me is that nothing happened. In the past, it was warnings from God to the United States. Watch your step. You're putting a curse on my people. Now, nothing's happened. Zero. The dead silence from heaven. And that ought to be a warning. Ladies and gentlemen, if I had one thing to say to you, that is to dig in, understand the fivefold gifting that God has offered to you, to understand what prophets and apostles, evangelists, pastors, and teachers are. That works in the church, and it works in business and every realm of the world. You need to plug in, get to know it, and as Stephen said, find out where God wants you and get there now. In May 25th of last year, God spoke to me directly, and he said, Phase 2 of the global reset begins now. Get into position for the next 10 years. Folks, this next move must be a 10-year move. You've got to be in position on purpose, and you need to know that you're moving with God on his side of every subject. You have to be on his side. That's what I would say.
When this global reset takes place, and we're talking about a reset of the world order, when it takes place, if you're in the wrong place when the music stops, if this is a game of musical chairs, when the music stops, all right, and you're in the wrong place, you're not going to have an opportunity to get into another position. I believe you're going to be sealed. You're going to be there. So you better make sure you're in the right place. Jim Bailey, Z3News.com, if this was your last opportunity to speak to a vast number of people, what would you say?
Well, I have people send me comments and emails from my blog asking, you know, what should I do about this or that? And my answer is always the same. I'm trying to encourage people that you've got to draw close enough to God to where you can hear his voice. And it's almost like people want somebody else to do that for them. You know, just tell me what to do, you know. And your natural inclination is to do something to protect yourself, you know, just self-preservation. But you're not going to preserve yourself if you're not hearing God. You have to hear him specifically for you. He may tell one person to move here or there, and another person to stay put, whatever, but you got to know what he's told you to do. And to hear the voice of God, you've got to sow into the spirit realm. You can't, if you sow into the flesh, you reap the flesh. And when you sow into the flesh, you might as well just be putting your hands over your ears. You're not going to hear the voice of God. That's not how you hear God. You're just blocking yourself from So all of these, like we talked about already, there's so much entertainment and so much carnality in our country. We're just deluged, bombarded from all sides with things that appeal to our flesh. And you have to be willing. It's kind of like fasting, but not fasting food. But you have to starve your flesh if you want to hear the voice of God. And I believe we're coming into times where your life depends on hearing the voice of God.
And it reminds me of, like, the story you told, Rick, about your son being in a different country, and in the middle of the night, the Lord spoke to him, said, get up now and flee. And it made the difference between him being people came to his house in the middle of the night, but he wasn't there. He was protected because he heard the voice of God. And that's what we need. That's number one, should be number one priority on everybody's list, is not the money, you know. It's not about the money. It's not even about the silver and gold. All of that is good, and God is in that directing people to do different things. But you've got to have him and his be able to be in close relationship with him so you know what he's telling you to do.
Amen. Stephen, you get the final word.
Okay. You know, what comes to my mind is in Ezekiel chapter 7, verse 2, the word of the Lord came to Ezekiel and said, the end has come upon the four corners of the land. And there was a time of judgment upon a person, a certain land. But then he said, but place a mark on those that sigh and cry at all the abominations that are done in the midst thereof. There was a mark that God put on those that had a repentant heart, those that had God's heart. And there's going to come a time when the end, the word of the Lord comes, that the end has come upon the land. But we got to make sure that we're in a right position with the Lord, that we truly, we're not just saying a bunch of words, well, I'm covered under the blood, but do you have a repentant heart? Do you sigh and cry at all the abominations that are done in the land? Does your eyes, what grieves God's eyes, grieve yours? Do you have his passions? And these are the things that everybody needs to do, just a soul check right now, where they are really with a relationship with the Lord. Because we can all just claim certain things and play games with God, but God knows all the way down to the core of our being. And we need to ask God, what does he see? What is, from his perspective, how does he see us right now? Are we still playing with the world and really not have his heart? And so this is a time of repentance and deep reflection on everybody, because judgment's coming upon the whole world really right now, I believe. And what we've talked about is that Israel, the decisions that America has made against Israel is defining the nation. But how are we being defined as individuals? Where are we really with the Lord right now?
Amen. What I'm hearing in my spirit is that we are to keep three things in mind. It's our relationship with God, the Creator, the kingdom of God, and the coming New Jerusalem. Gentlemen, we're going to have to wrap it up. I thank you for being on the program. My guest, Dr. Daniel Daves, drdanieldaves.com, Jim Bailey, z3news.com, and Stephen, his radio program is strengthforthejourney.com, and it's the numeral four, strengthforthejourney.com. Gentlemen, God bless you. Thank you for being on True News. Well, I wish we had more time to continue this discussion, but the clock says today's program is over. I want to thank all three men who participated in today's program. Dr. Daniel Daves, his website is drdanieldaves.com. Stephen, my friend in Panama, his website is strengthforthejourney.com. It's the numeral four, strengthforthejourney.com. And Jim Bailey, Jim's website is z3news.com. Moments ago, while Stephen was speaking, I silently asked the Holy Spirit, give me a scripture to read as this program comes to an end. I opened my Bible and saw Jeremiah 6, 16 through 19. Thus says the Lord, stand in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where the good way is, and walk in it. Then you will find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk in it. Also, I set watchmen over you, saying, listen to the sound of the trumpet. But they said, we will not listen. Therefore hear, you nations, and know, O congregation, what is among them. Hear, O earth, behold, I will certainly bring calamity on this people, the fruit of their thoughts, because they have not heeded my words, nor my law, but rejected it.